Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Brother Miles. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom.
Glory to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Shabbat shalom, Sister Laura.
Shabbat shalom, sis.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praise. Well, I just want to say, first and foremost, I want to send our prayers for our sister Mary. You know, she's going to be spending this evening in the hospital for tenuous things. Nothing serious, no COVID-19 now. It's hypertension. So, anyway, send up prayers. Trust me. I bet you got something to do with stress.
How about
business
or monitor
her? Yeah. Well, they just gonna monitor, and that's pretty, we just praying that, you know, hey, she'll be home tomorrow afternoon, and we'll be keeping the feast Sunday.
Amen. Lord willing.
Amen.
Amen. So, hey, lift up in your prayers. Tonight is, you know, something a little different tonight. Something a little something is different in our world tonight, and that is that our world is keeping the Sabbath day.
That's right. That's right.
I'm talking about in the state of Minnesota. It's official.
Lord, shut down.
It's shut down until
6 a.m.
Sunday morning. So it's shut down all the way to the Pentecost. And Trump, they got to let us celebrate the Pentecost, because Trump said if they don't, they got to answer to him. Didn't he say that? I watched him say it on the news. He said to tell them churches they better open up. And I want to see all the churches celebrating the Pentecost. I'm like, what? So he said it.
Yeah.
So y'all,
I don't know if that's a good idea of what he's doing then.
Well, he said to celebrate the feast. And in any in these times, I do believe the Father would allow us to do that. There's a lot of things going on up here, but right now, all I see is how the world would be if you kept the commandments in the 21st century. I thought I'd never see anything that would be like this, that a world that I'm living in the United States will be shut down, sundown on the Sabbath. Sundown is at 8:45, 8:50, the streets were rolled up at 8 o'clock.
So, Brother Joe, are they doing it to keep Sabbath, or are they doing it to try to keep people from rioting?
Rioting.
It's for the rioting.
But I say it's for the Sabbath. Spiritual side of it. It's all about the Father.
Right. He got everybody on steel.
The Passover.
Everybody. Yep. Everybody's on steel. And think about it. Yeah, the Passover, everybody was at home. Because the coronavirus going to get everybody. Yeah.
Unleavened bread.
Because we couldn't go out. Everybody was on lockdown.
Yeah, he's doing something.
Amen.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Again. On the weekend of Pentecost.
And the feast day, the Sabbath day before. And it's the only feast that's written with a double portion. You know, because this is the feast that's written in the law. That it'll follow the Sabbath day. It'll always be a double portion.
Amen.
Yep. So you always have back-to-back Sabbath. Because you're going to have this Sabbath day, and then Sunday morning, Sunday evening, it's going to be the Pentecost. Some of us is going to keep it Sunday evening. We can't do that here. You know, it would be against the law. So we have to wait till Sunday morning. And we'll keep it Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. God willing, we live. So, everyone, want to say welcome again to the Sounds of the Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Here with my lovely Rev, Rhea Serene. Israel, say Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, King Queen. Shabbat Shalom, happy Sabbath. Amen.
Indeed. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat.
Yes, indeed. Today we're dealing with the Sabbath day. And we're going to ask everybody to mute their lines out. What are we doing?
Nothing, they're going to ask you to plug that up for me, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. What was I saying?
You were asking people.
Oh, yeah. To mute your lines.
I'm muting them.
Okay, good. And if you have any questions or comments, just press 1. And how was my microphone?
It's fine.
It's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I clear? Am I loud? Okay, good. All right. Well, tonight's precept is the Sabbath day. Why are we dealing with the Sabbath day? Because this Sabbath happened to lead to the Pentecost. Like this Sabbath led to the wave offering that led to the Pentecost. You know, so this is that thing. We hear again, that double portion. We're going to open up with a scripture and then with prayer and we'll get started. So, Sister Rhea, indeed, I know we have a scripture, and brothers, if we can stand face Jerusalem and uncover your heads, and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and cover your heads as we approach the Father.
ascribing to God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest my eyes wakened. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever, and doeth he promise fail forevermore? Oh, forgive me, doeth his promise fail forevermore? Have God forgotten to be gracious? Have he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalm 77, verses 1 through 10. In Jesus' precious mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy. And send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them that they may receive a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For the title once again.
The Sabbath day. The Sabbath day, just simply the Sabbath day. And we're going to start this in Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read down to the 5. We're going to kind of skip around.
You said Genesis chapter 1?
Yes, ma'am. Genesis 1 and verse 5.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5 reads, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Okay, so and evening in the morning was the first day. And he called that evening in the morning. What is a first day with God? What is a day with God? What's the law concerning a day with God? Go to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. What's the law concerning a day with God? Because we're not thinking about man here, because man isn't created here. So this isn't a day concerning us, because this is written in the heavens before we were created.
Amen.
So that would be 1 Peter chapter 3 and 8.
1 Peter 3 and 8? Okay. You stood it. You sure it's 1 Peter 3 and 8, babe?
No. 2 Peter 3 and 8.
Thank you. 2 Peter Chapter 3 and verse 8 reads, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day."
So when he created the evening and the morning for the first day, it was a thousand year increment.
Wow.
You see, that's what it was. Now, we're not saying that the earth is 6,000 years old. That
right.
would be foolish. The earth is here as practically as soon as heaven, because he created the heavens and the earth, and he hadn't created the sun and the moon yet and the stars. So the earth is older than all of those things. So it would be foolish to say that the earth is 6,000 years old. This creation of God is 6,000 years old. After the flood, God got to think about floods and water and wiping out flesh with water. Ask the dinosaurs. My bad. Ice is water in it. Exactly. So, a day with God is 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. So now, let's go back to Genesis. Because now we know that 1,000 years is one day. So when you hear God talk about a day, you got to wrap your mind around what he said.
Amen.
Now, go to Genesis chapter 1
mm-hmm.
and pick it up at verse 8.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 8 reads, "And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day."
Skip down to 13.
Verse 13, "And the evening and the morning were the third day."
Now, mind you, at this point, you got 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Still no sun, no moon. Right?
Right.
Okay, continue.
19?
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis 1 and 19, "And the evening and the morning were the fourth day."
Amen. So here come light into the creation. But once again, this is the fourth day, right? Continue.
Amen. 23, "And the evening and the morning were the fifth day."
Uh-huh. And skip down to verse 31.
Genesis 1 and 31. "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day."
Amen.
Amen.
So we see all of this is 1,000-year increments. And you see here, you got one consistent law. What? Evening and the morning.
Evening, morning, evening, morning.
Evening, morning. That was consistent. Now, some of us are going to say that the Sabbath day begin in the daytime. Well, where would you get that from? He gave you six witnesses, and you're going to goof that up. The Sabbath day starting in the daytime because it's day. No, he said the evening and the morning was the first day.
Amen.
That's what he called a day. Not daylight.
Amen.
Go right into chapter 2 and pick it up at verse 1.
Amen.
Chapter 2 and verse 1. We receive it read.
Genesis 2 and 1. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made."
Stop. Now, we're going to come back to this. Go to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1. We're going to pick this conversation up there.
Amen.
Hebrews 4 and 1. "And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made." Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1.
Hebrews 4 and 1 reads, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world."
Wait a minute. How you going to enter into something that's already done? Said, "For we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." We just read that. We read that in Genesis chapter 2 and verses 1 to 3.
Amen.
Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. "For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief."
Wait a minute, but if you read Genesis chapter 2, you're thinking the rest was over with. You would think that, yeah, this is it. No, it's coming. But it wasn't here. It's coming in the seventh day of man from here.
Amen. Amen.
This is that thing. So the seventh day of man is going to take part in the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that. This is what he was talking about. Verse 5, he said, And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. What do you mean enter? So it's a place? It's a physical place that you can literally drive or walk into, or fly into, or bolt into. However, you can literally enter into this place, but it's called a rest. And it says this. It says, "Seeing therefore it remained that some must enter then," not everybody, but some, "and they whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief." Now, here we are. He says that they enter not in because of unbelief. What is this? So he's still talking about this day of rest. He said that he had rested in the second day, which he hadn't. It's coming.
Amen.
Look, skip down to verse 8. It says this. It says, "If Jesus has given them rest, then he would not have afterwards spoken of another day." Right. Right. And he said, "There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God, for he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own work, as God did from his." Why? Because if you're in the rest with God, you kings and priests. You're not working anymore. That's why Satan got to be bound up. What? For the whole 1,000 years. Because he can't break the day of rest.
Amen.
He's the rest breaker. You see, so he had to be bound that whole 1,000 years, which is the Sabbath day.
Amen.
It's a day of rest. So if those some that he's talking about are those that will be sitting on thrones and kings, and they're going to be reigning with Christ here for 1,000 years, the Sabbath day, you're going to keep the Sabbath for God. You know, and they say nobody kept the Sabbath, the Passover, like, you know, Josiah. Well, we're going to find out. Because Jesus is going to keep it. And he's going to show us how to really do it. going to be here.
Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 2. And pick it up at 1 again. 2 and 1.
Amen. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1 reads, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made."
Stop. Okay, now I want you to go back up to the top of 3 and read 3 words.
Amen. And God blessed.
Stop. So he blessed it. So let's look up the word bless.
Amen.
Look up the word bless and tell me what he did when he blessed the Sabbath day. And what is he doing by sharing it with us right now, right? Okay. Bless. When you receive a read.
Okay, I need another one because this one just says made holy and consecrated.
Are you a dictionary.com?
That's where I'm going now. And then blessed him.
Yeah, that's why I asked to pull that out.
And then.
Because that is the best one.
Okay, so amen. So blessed, worthy of worship, holy, held in veneration.
Wait a minute. Worthy of what?
Worship.
So he said worship the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm. Worthy of worship. And
now
holy.
The Sabbath day is worthy of worship.
Worthy of worship.
Wait a minute, but he said, "Have no other gods before me."
That's right, amen.
So you can worship the Sabbath day.
Mm. Amen. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be.
How is that when he said, "Have no other gods before me"?
Of worship, holy.
Because he's the Lord of the Sabbath, right? Read on.
First it says, "Blessed Roman Catholic Church used as a title before the name of one who has been, is it beatified?
Beatified.
Then it's also like Beatitudes, but definition 3 says, bringing happiness, bringing pleasure, or contentment. And
So the Sabbath day is supposed to bring what?
Bringing happiness, bringing pleasure.
No. You ain't supposed to experience pleasure on the Sabbath. Why is it saying that? So you have to define what that pleasure is.
Amen.
Because obviously under blessed, it means pleasure. Continue.
Amen. Consecrated, sacred, sanctified. Worthy of adoration, reverence, or worship, favored, fortunate, blissfully happy, bringing happiness and thankfulness. Oh, and let's go down here. Oh, they're saying like blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was it, babe.
Okay, well, good. When you look at the Sabbath day, right, and just do this for me. Take away the S, right? You got the word Sabbath. Just take away the S.
Okay,
scratch out the A. Okay.
Scratch out the A.
Yeah, the S and the A.
Uh-huh.
And what do you have?
Scratch out the S and the A.
Yeah, it's
Abba.
No.
A-B-B-A. No, you said scratch out the A.
No, you spell Sabbath.
So it's S-A-B-B-A-T-H.
Right. So scratch out the S-A. And what do you have?
And the B?
No.
So you're going to keep the two B's?
Why not?
It's okay, so it's going to be B-B-A-T-H. So you're talking about the beginning of the word Sabbath, just cross off S and A, mm-hmm. and then leave B-B-A-T-H.
Well, yeah.
Because you usually say Abba and then mm-hmm. Bath and Sabbath.
Right, because I was going to go back to the Abba.
So scratch out the S and the A.
Right.
But leave the two B's.
Right. Actually, it's one.
Oh, it's not two. So
no.
They just put the two B's in there.
Two is English.
Oh, okay. So if you...
It's Sabbath.
Okay. So S-A, then that leaves the B-A-T-H, which is Bath.
So on the Sabbath day, he what?
He's cleaning up his washing.
He's bathing us in
yeah.
his word.
Amen.
Exactly. And it's full of blessings and...
Amen.
Goodwill and stuff like that.
That's
when,
right.
he would, when we read, well, bless me, every Sabbath day, he washed us in those things.
Amen.
That's if you believe them kind of things. So you receive a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go back and write Sabbath again.
Mm-hmm.
S-A, mm-hmm. right? With two B's this time. S-A-B-B-A-T-H,
mm-hmm.
okay? All right, and take away the S and the T-H, and what do you have?
You have Abba. A-B-B-A.
So the Father is there.
Amen. Giving you a bath.
Exactly.
Amen.
So it's the Sabbath. It's the Father's Sabbath.
Thank you.
You know, it's like we got this running joke in the world. You know, yeah, Saturday night bath or Friday night bath and all that type of thing. But here is literal for those of us that believe in those things, such as the Word of God, which is the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know what the Father is doing. We have an idea what the Father is doing. We, you know, none of us exactly knows, but we have an idea that, one, he's encouraging us, and two, he's washing us. It's no question about that.
Amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 2 and pick it up at verse 3.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3 reads, and God blessed the seventh day. And
stop. Look up the word seven.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, this is how you stop. Well, I ain't going to say this is how you stop. This is how you talk. Well, I ain't going to say this is how you talk. This is how you can engage any Sunday or Jehovah's Witness preacher or teacher. Concerning the seventh day, because they're
telling seventh or seven.
Seven. Look up seven. So people say that God, it don't matter what day you go to church, that's what they're going to run behind. But when you read this, he's really specific. So all you have to do is show them what seven means. Just the word seven. Seventh.
Yeah, so I think it's seventh because it says seven, the cardinal number that equals to 6 plus 1 or the seventh in a set of our sequence. So then when I go here, seven, seven,
so that's eight. That's why you get the seventh planet from the sun is Saturn.
Yeah, it says the same thing. So we need to get that other title
okay,
back.
We'll move on from that and continue in the scriptures. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3.
Amen. Genesis 2 and 3 again?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 3 reads, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it.
Stop. Now look up sanctified. Because a lot of us think that, you know, being set apart is the exact same greeting or meaning as being sanctified, and it's not. Set apart is not about, yeah, I know it's a part of it, but it's not that. Because when you read set apart, it's not exactly that.
Well, see, that's why, you know, people say it, because I'm looking at these definitions, and the first one says to be set apart or sacred use, to consecrate, to make holy, to purify.
Okay, stop. Now that's sanctified. Now look at set apart and see if it had that.
Because the word set apart.
Okay, read set apart. Now listen, you heard all them holy, you heard all of them holy acronyms, right?
Uh-huh.
Now let's see if set apart had those holy acronyms.
Set apart, let's see. To put in a specific position or arrangement, to place, to put in a specific state, to cause, to begin to take action, to cause or to assign someone to undertake an action or to perform a service, to incite to hostile feeling or action, to position oneself so as to be ready to do something, such as start running a race, to start something, to put into a stable or fixed position, to position or secure so to be fixed, immobile, to put in a mounting.
Okay,
to
now
mount.
Stop. Now see, this is what set apart means. You see the difference in that?
Yeah.
You see the difference in the understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the understanding of sanctified again. You see all the holy acronyms
mm-hmm.
that pertain to sanctified? That's why you said you're sanctified, not set apart. Now, read sanctified again.
Consecrated, sacred, holy, belonging to, are associated with derived form, or associated with a derived form with a divine power. And then it says, made or declared to believe to be holy, devoted to a deity or some religious ceremony or use, consecrated, sacred. And then it says, show sacred bread and wine, sanctified wine. That's what it says.
Now, you see here that set apart had none of them acronyms. So we see this. This is why you don't use the term set apart.
Amen.
In the light of sanctified.
Amen.
You know, because they don't have the same meaning.
That's right. Amen.
Even though set apart is in the synonyms of sanctified, set apart and sanctified have one objective, and that only means separated. That's it. Once you get past that word there, set apart don't carry no holy bounds. In fact, after that, it's pretty much curses. So you don't want to use the term set apart. You want to use sanctified, or else he would have said, and thus the Sabbath day was set apart. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But the word sanctified carries so many more blessings, even though after he blessed it, he still was even blessing it more by sanctifying it. Now read that three again.
Amen. Let's see. Let's go back.
Okay. Some of us, you know, we got a routine of the Sabbath day. Okay. Tuna this weekend and chips. PJ and, you know, peanut butter and jelly, lunch meat, you know, whatever, man, a salad, maybe just a boiled egg, whatever, right? You get into this routine, but that's not how you said about the Sabbath day. It's not a routine.
Amen.
You can't get into a routine. You can't make the Sabbath day about you or
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
We're supposed to rejoice in it.
Be glad.
And be glad. Read on.
Genesis 2 and 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
Now, look up the word rested. And what do you have?
One second. Dictionary.com. Moving a little slow. Rest or rested with ED?
Rest.
Rest. So rest, abstain or to be relieved from exertion, left without further investigation. Let's go down. A period of inactivity, relaxation, or sleep.
See that?
Then it also says rest one. Rest one in the notes, the singing notes. What are those called? Bars.
What? Are you talking about the
notes?
The note.
So rest one
notes?
Is the rest center. So it's equivalent to the duration, and it's called the eighth note.
Okay.
Rest is the eighth note.
Go figure. Right. Continue.
The mental or emotional calm, the repose of death, the state of being motionless, the absence of motion, the condition of being settled or resolved, and then it says music, the mark or symbol indicating such a pause in the
story. So you really was supposed to keep the Sabbath at home. Because if you're at rest, then you are what? Immobile.
It says to cease motion, work, activity.
See that?
Especially in order so you could become refreshed, to lie down, to sleep.
Now, that's what that is. So, actually, we were always meant to keep the Sabbath day at home. Thank you, COVID-19, opening up so many doors of truth to the brethren that we've been contending and discerning, and now we're getting confirmation from heaven.
Amen.
First and foremost, my Sabbath day began in the evening. Mm-hmm. And second and third, when I mean that there's no work or no buying, this is what I mean.
Amen.
No working and no buying.
Amen.
This day is so weird.
It is a weird day.
Go to.
Isn't it weird because they shut everybody because they commanded everybody to stay in their houses?
Yeah. So,
and then it's weird
before
because
the sun was down.
Sister Mary's in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a strange day.
But
it's beautiful. It's beautiful outside. No chemtrails. The sun was shining.
Yeah.
You could. I mean, it was crisp, cool, clean air.
And especially where I was at. Oh, I didn't catch none of that. I smelled it when I left for work.
Right.
So this is what rest means, man. Absent of doing anything. Right? Go to Exodus 16.
Amen.
Exodus 16.
Amen.
And skip down to verse 26. No, actually 25.
Amen. Exodus 16 and 25?
Yes.
Exodus chapter 16, verse 25 reads, "And Moses said, eat that today. For today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field."
What you going to find out there today? That's how it really supposed to be shut down. You ain't supposed to find nothing out there.
Like we were.
Like, right now, you're not supposed to find nothing. You see that? You see how quick the world is going to learn how to keep the law?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. Boom. And it's going to be, and the whole world is going to be following God just like that.
Lord,
just one click. Just one glitch, you know. Just a little slap to the right, and it's right on the point. Like an album that's skipping, and they just get right on the, in the groove. They figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. The governor declared that everything is shut down at 8 o'clock, 45 minutes before the Sabbath, until Sunday morning. It don't get no better than that. It don't get no clearer than that's what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to find it in the field. Ain't nothing going to be out there. So you better make sure whatever you got, you better have been and picked it up already.
Mm-hmm.
16:26.
26?
Yes.
Okay. Exodus 16:26. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none.
Wait a minute. He just introduced the Sabbath day to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he said it is the Sabbath day. The seventh day is the Sabbath. So we just read in Genesis chapter 2 all the attributes that goes to the seventh day. Now he gave it a name.
Amen.
He named it after himself. Continue.
Amen. 27. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people in the 7 days for to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my law? See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day.
And the people did what?
It said, let me go back up. So the people rested on the seventh day.
No, read the one that's before that.
See, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he hath given you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye.
Double portion,
mm-hmm.
which is now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we in the sixth day. He's giving man a double portion, getting ready for the Sabbath day. Continue.
Amen. And in verse 31. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey.
That's unleavened bread. That's the unleavened bread from heaven. That's Jesus. Anyway, so this Sabbath day, he spoke here in Genesis chapter 3, 16 and verse 25, 26 and 27. And then he said this, and 29, see, for that the Lord hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place.
Amen.
In his place. So he didn't say go to the sanctuary or the temple. He said abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the Sabbath day.
Amen.
This is that thing. Let's go into Exodus 20.
Amen.
Exodus 20 and 1.
Exodus chapter 20 And verse 1 reads, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Verse 8, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made..."
I'm missing something. I'm missing something here. Read that 10 again.
Exodus 20 and 10. "But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate."
Stop. Anybody know what's missing?
You're going to say that.
No, I don't want you to say it.
Yeah, but the only person I mentioned is the wife. Like I said, the husband, the wife. So it does say the wife.
That's what I didn't want you to say. I want somebody else to say it.
Well, I mean.
But no, that's.
You just
asked. But I did ask.
Right.
But I didn't want you to answer because I talked to you about these things. So it's like you got the answer. I was wondering if anybody's seen it. Because that's the only thing that's not mentioned is the wife. How come she's not mentioned? Let me see.
Where are you going?
Let's see. I think. Ah, I bet you that's how you spell profane. How you spell profane?
P-R-O-F-A-N-E.
Oh, it's not P-H.
No, baby. P-R-O.
Yeah, that was easy. Wait a minute. That's profane. Like,
profane day.
Yeah.
How are you spelling? Where is it at? A-N-E. A-N-E.
Thank you. Okay, you're going to go into the New Testament. We're going to find out who his wife is. Matthew 12.
Matthew
12. And verse 1.
Matthew 12 and verse 1 reads, At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were a-hungered and began to pluck the ears of the corn to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful, which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, Have ye not read what David did when he was a-hungered and they that were with him?
That was horrifying to me when I read what David did, but y'all need to read that. That really caught me. I was like, I was scared for him. Anyway, God was with him. Read on.
Verse 4. How he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have you not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless?
How is that? How is that? How is it that they're profaning the Sabbath day and blameless? Who can profane the Sabbath day? What did it just say? Who can profane the Sabbath day?
It says, again, let's go back up. And the Sabbath days, the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath.
Who can profane the Sabbath day?
You said who can or can't?
Can.
The priest?
Exactly. Who you think his wife is?
The priest.
Exactly.
Makes sense to me.
Because she's doing the work on the Sabbath.
All right, I get that metaphor. I see it. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, that's good. All right, the priest. All right.
Now, let's go back to Exodus chapter 20.
Amen.
We're going to wrap it up here.
Exodus 20?
Yes, Exodus 20.
Exodus 20.
And verse 8.
Amen. Exodus 20 and 8 reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Keep going.
Okay.
6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work.
See, now, so the way to keep the Sabbath day holy is to do what?
Shall not do any work.
No work whatsoever. None. That's where we look around. Nothing. This is what the Sabbath day is going to look like. God willing, we live. The whole world is going to be keeping it. Read on.
Amen. Okay. Exodus 20 and 10 again. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord...
Wait a minute. Is the wife in the law? Is she in the Sabbath day?
No.
Okay, so if she's in the Sabbath, she's not in the Sabbath day, then how could she pollute it if she don't even exist in the law?
Yeah, but you can't tell your wife to go pollute it.
No. How can she pollute the Sabbath day?
She can if she's not written in it. But some people, never mind. Oh, that's a different thing. I'll talk about that later on the side.
How can a man pollute the Sabbath day with his wife and she's not in the law to be judged in the Sabbath day? You can't find a law that will stand against you. She's not in the law. Look, your wife can't be judged against the Sabbath day because she's not written in the law. So, you can't sin against God by coming together with your wife on a Sabbath day because she's not in the law. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. She's not there. Who you going to judge? The invisible man? Because that's exactly who you'll be talking about. Yeah, but you slept with your wife. Where's she at? Where's she at in the law? Where's she at? If you got to show me where she at before you can testify on her behalf for me.
Amen.
So
pleasure isn't it. Pleasure isn't work. Because we read that bless also mean what? Pleasure.
And holy. Amen.
It's a blessing that you and your wife can come together.
Amen.
That's a real blessing.
Amen.
So, with that being said, we're going to hold it here because we just seen something else.
Mm-hmm.
He just gave the commandments to the entire kingdom. And then he set up how it's supposed to run. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to thank everybody. Well, we have any hands up?
No, don't you want Brother Miles to say something? Well, if anybody would like to say anything?
Well, does anybody have anything to say, they raise their hand. Is anybody hands up? No. Well, I thought I heard Brother Miles earlier, so if he had a precept for tomorrow evening. I can't hear Brother Miles. Okay, well, I guess we'll find out come on sometime tomorrow. So, with that being said, everyone, I want to thank everybody for their time, and I hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible with their minds and open, baby.
But...
No. No, hold on.
So,
Shalom. Shalom.
Anything that you like to bring to the table concerning the Sabbath day, or something that the Father's been dealing with you with, or some sort of breakthrough, no matter what it is, if you found that pack of juicy fruit that you've just been looking for, whatever breakthrough you can, whatever it would be, you know.
Everybody's line is open. No one has anything to say. Shalom.
All right. Have you heard?
Yes.
Hello.
Sir.
All right. Amen.
Shalom. Okay.
Shalom. Peace and blessing.
Peace.
Is somebody else going before me? I thought I was trying to get a young lady. I was trying to get back to. I had a page that came in for. But I've been sitting here listening. I was trying to get back to the screen with the call on it. Tomorrow I think I'm going to do the Pentecost.
All right, amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to do the Pentecost tomorrow. I was going to do something different. Since Pentecost the day will start tomorrow evening at sundown. It'll be a good time to do the Pentecost as we go into it. So that's what I'm going to do, Acts chapter 1 and 2, and bring in the relevant verses that go with those, and discuss the Pentecost and see if there's anybody that wants to come to Messiah, that it's a good time to make a call for all those who are maybe walking the fence. Maybe we need a refreshing. In the Holy Spirit, we need an initial filling.
Amen.
So, yeah, I'm gonna do the Pentecost tomorrow. Tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, God's Global Kingdom. No, not Eastern Central. East 7 Central Time. I don't know why I'm still stuck on this Eastern.
Okay.
7 Central. We're gonna do the Pentecost. And we're going to look at the miracles that happened there and talk about and discuss what actually happened. Because I know there's a lot of different teachings out there. But so I hope you guys will join us tomorrow evening. And Brother Joe, excellent precept. I would chew it up with you here on one of the things you said, but I'm going to let it go for tonight. But we're gonna come back to it one day. Peace and blessing.
All praise, brother. Well, we'll be back at this next Friday evening. We'll be back here next Friday evening, so we'll pick it up then. So, hey, brother, always welcome, always welcome. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. Oh, we got another hand up.
Well, let's see if Brother Gary still wanted to say something.
His will be done, his kingdom come. On earth it is as in heaven. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. So with that being said, I want to say in Jesus' name, when I ask the Father to send forth his healing spirit upon our sister Mary, upon her entire family,
yeah.
Here, and the water, and we ask the Father to have mercy on us all and loved ones as well. And we're hoping everybody getting through this for the most part. And we want to just thank everybody for their prayers and their well wishes and things like that. You know, when you put it in the hands of the saints, it works. Miraculous things with speed. So, amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. So, once again, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, do what?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
In your pocket. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.